Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Haru, the Oracle 7 presentation is what I've titled it today, but Haru, the Oracle presents basically, and what this is that I come on and I present, you know, some information that I kind of find fancy, and I like to share with the world, you know, kind of just come on and kind of decode it with you guys, and some of it's live as far as I haven't listened to it, just as this one. I was in the middle of this one. I said, no, wait. Instead of just me consuming this knowledge for myself, let me just go ahead and pause it. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to the secret orders and secret societies, you know, it has been going on for a very long time. You know what I mean? And no disrespect to anybody, you know, for it. But when it comes to life, when it comes to cycles and everything, you know, how long do we think that these things are going to last? You know what I'm saying? To every cycle, you know, there's a new beginning. You know what I'm saying? So as everything starts to crumble, as everything, all the secrets start to, you know, be revealed and all of this kind of stuff, y'all, it's like, you know, we can't go against nature, you know, with all of this. You know what I'm saying? It's God will be done. You know what I mean? And a lot of people are going crazy, you know, losing their power, you know what I mean? Their illusionary power, if you will. You know, but I mean, it was a good rain, you know what I'm saying? But the lid is to be blown off of all of it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, prepare yourselves however you prepare yourself. There's no threat, but that's just, you know, the law of order as far as nature. And a lot of you guys are aware and familiar with that. So, best of luck to you guys on that. But Brother Sanchez, you know, he may not be kind of a hot commodity in the spiritual community, although, but I know that I pretty much respect different brothers and different perspectives, you know, regardless. I don't judge, you know what I'm saying, regardless of whatever, because I feel that everybody has, you know, something valuable to say, you know, when you pretty much have the eye to listen, the eye to see, but, you know, in the heart to listen. I'm not going to do much talking, guys, because it's hurting me to talk. I had extractions in my mouth, and I can talk, but it's just uncomfortable. But we're going to get right into it, guys. I'm going to provide the YouTube clip. His YouTube channel is Bro Sanchez, B-R-O Sanchez. You know what I'm saying? I just respect people who have the courage to speak up and speak out, you know, especially if it goes against every moral construct that's set out, you know, to control and manipulate the people. You know what I'm saying? So anybody going against that, you got my respect. All right? So shout out to this brother. So yeah, let's go ahead and hop right into it, you guys. I may be back to close the broadcast, but we'll see, because this is actually 2 hours and 45 minutes. So we'll see how it goes. All right, guys. Could this be one big ass ritual? You know,
Bro Sanchez, and we are back for more enlightenment. That's right. Appreciate the love. I appreciate the love. Much love to you, my sister, Alicia K, long-time supporter. Much love to all of my moderators out there. Everybody, if you can hear me good, put a 1 in the chat room. Drop a 1 in the chat room. We're going to hop right into this awesome, formative, and enlightening, also very educating stream that we have here. Like, this is for very advanced woke people, and I have no problem saying right off the bat, I am going to be reaching tonight. It's okay to reach. It's okay to reach. Before I do anything, I want to show some love to a brother, the name of Godson, a small YouTube channel. You want to subscribe to Godson, you can look up the channel. The fact, what I'm going to do for the brother for making this video that I'm about to share with you. Let me give a shout out to Jay Marvelous as well. The brother Jay Marvelous, if you ain't subscribed to him, make sure you do so. Brother Godson YouTube channel link is right here. I'm going to share his channel. So I'm opening up my show with his video. Now, his video is 20 minutes long. Normally, don't do it with a video that's over 10 or 15 minutes. I'm pushing it for him because I didn't even get through with the video. Like, I started a little bit of it. I was like, whoa, this dude really have a lot of proof. What I want to prove tonight is the possibility that everything we're going through right now can be a controlled demolition resurrection But that's all part of a Masonic initiation ritual. And these big rituals need a lot of energy from magic. We're going to get into magic tonight. If you're not a 10-4 hatter, if you don't agree with all of this stuff, you're in the wrong place. And far as I'm concerned, you're sleep. Magic, all magic have the same purpose, which is manifestation. A ritual is just like a sigil. And before I get into this video, let me explain to you what I mean. And while I talk to y'all, we'll throw up this image real quick to also give visuals. I want to ask everyone to hit the like and share button on your way in. And what I'm going to have to do here is, here we go, I found it. Here we go. Take that to the screen. All right, so I want to leave this up here, right, because we even get on ProLite, I want to talk about ritual. So a ritual, like a collective, if you, first of all, you got to understand sigil making, okay? So to understand sigil making, I want to make one real quick. I want to get my board and all that. Man, I wish I could. So put it this way. Sigil making basically is, say you want to manifest something. You want to manifest wealth. So you write on a sheet of paper, you know, I am wealthy. You never put, I want to be wealthy. You want to claim it and speak it as if it's already manifested. You write it on the paper, I am wealthy. Then you take the words, I am wealthy, and you arrange those words into a symbol. It can be whatever symbol you want with I am wealthy. And just arrange them into one symbol. That one symbol represents what you want to manifest and a statement. And you can get other people to like that symbol and wear it on clothes. You can get people to say, man, that's a dope symbol, bro. You can turn that, you can tell them, yo, this symbol, just a symbol I created that looked good to me. They can say, yo, can I put that as a tattoo on my body? Yeah, go ahead, man. And you can have that symbol all over the place just for whatever reasons you want. And the energy that goes into that symbol be siphoned toward helping you manifest whatever it is you're trying to manifest. So because you know the secret behind that symbol is I am wealthy. Regardless of what you're telling people it means when you give it to them to intercept their energy into the symbol to manifest your magic. That's how sigil making is. The larger scale, ritual is a big sigil. It's not a symbol that you can just write on paper. The action in the ritual represent the thing that's trying to be manifested in this case. So just like sigil magic, what you're trying to manifest turned into a symbol that you can write on paper. Ritual is just like sigil manifestation, but instead of the sigil being a symbol, the sigil itself is now the ritual. The ritual symbolically represents whatever the person who created the ritual or sigil tend to manifest. Leads me to the crate challenge. When I saw the crate challenge, I immediately thought about the steps of Freemasonry because, crates are used to transport things. And in this case, the crates would be transporting the human. On the right, in the crate challenge, on the left, those crates that's making the staircase be symbolic of the steps of Freemasonry. These steps act just like crates, where these steps transport humans from where? One level to another. So in the case of a staircase, transporting a human from a bottom level to a more higher level. That's why it's a staircase. We get from the ground to an upper level. Every time we go up a step, we're moving up a floor in the steps of Freemasonry. So when you look at what's going on with the Crate Challenge, our research showed that it's a Freemasonic initiation ritual tied to a public figure. And that's what's going to lead me into Polite here in a minute, but you got to stay with me, right? So how the occult works during certain grand promotions and initiations to a higher rank, have to be a way felt for that initiation ritual in society. So even though we don't know what's going on, the occultists know why they garnered all our energy toward that particular thing. And in most cases, they're promoting a grandmaster or there's a high-ranking Mason moving up into a higher rank, and they want it to be felt in society. But they never say, this is part of our initiation ritual. It goes off as a humiliation ritual, which is what Brother Polite can be going through, where it looked like in the public that a person is being humiliated about trust, and they brothers got to tell them, no matter what you going through, Grandmaster, got to trust us that your brother's going to bring you out unscathed and unscratched. That's part of certain Masonic humiliation rituals. Now, at first, people had brought this to my attention, but I immediately shot it down because I was like, well, there's no part of these rituals where they want you to have a criminal conviction. However, Flight has not been criminally convicted, so I was stupid for shooting down this theory, which is a very powerful theory that I think the sister Lacey brought up, as well as one of the first people I heard bring this up is Doggy Diamonds, and he's a person that deal with a lot of people that's in the industry and who's familiar with a lot of this ritual and et cetera. Hey, let me take a drink. Yeah, so like, hold on a second. Well, sometimes in society, great men may fall in the eyes of the public, but they rise again to glory and victory. In Freemasonry, one of the first initiation rituals that you do is they blindfold you. They put you on top of a platform, tell you to fall back. And it's scary because you're up kind of high. You're up a few feet, not enough to do major damage, but it will do some damage. It'll put you out of work a few weeks. But they tell you to just fall back. And all of the brothers have to catch you. You have to learn to trust your brothers with your life. One way they do that is they blindfold you. They make you fall back. And you got to know that your brother's going to catch you. Man, this really takes a lot of trust. It ain't as easy as y'all think when you're standing up there and you're blindfolded. You got to fall backwards and let these guys just catch you. So that ritual is enhanced the more you go up in degrees of how much to let your brothers catch you when you fall. The trust that they'll bring you up unscathed right when you think you're about to hit the ground. When you get up into these high ranks, it play out as a humiliation ritual. Or now, instead of you falling backwards, risking your injury to let the brothers catch you, make you fall down, and what happens in the public, it'll be like you just about to fall, man. Everybody will be like, you heard what happened to such and such? Yeah, he falling, man, on his ass. You know what I'm saying? This brother, they got, you know, he about to fall off. He going through this where here in the media, boom, boom, boom. Just when you think that person about to fall, they come out victorious. And I told y'all, Brother Polite is very cocky right now. If he know he's is part of his ritual for his next initiation. You may say, what initiation? Brother Polite don't nobody. That's what the occult be want y'all to think. Y'all underestimate influence, and it's so stupid to do that. Influential people are powerful in society, no matter if you like them or not. influence is given to a very small elite in this society, and you need to follow the power, see who's who. Listen to what people say. They tell you the truth a lot of times right in your face. This may be seeing this occult ritual to make to think the person think that they're just at the bottom of the line. Then they will see to prove to these guys through each rites of passage, control everything. You do that by, think about it. If you were in Brother Polite's situation, things look like you're condemned. All of a sudden, some of your Masonic brothers pull some strings talking about when it looked like you could never be resurrected from this thing. Some of your Masonic brothers pull some strings, man. You find yourself up out of there. What that does, it proves to you, yes, man, like brotherhood really runs this shit. Even with semen DNA, even with all the evidence against me, even with the public against me, my brothers caught me again. They didn't let me fall. So a lot of times you can have these rituals play out that way. That brother will rise to high places after that. You know, like I said, these milk crates is meant to transport things. In this case, when you look at the steps of Freemasonry, a milk crate ritual, transporting a human through degrees, because what happens with this steps of Freemasonry chart is you start at the bottom. And you're giving a little knowledge and little responsibility as a baby Mason. With each step, you're giving more knowledge, but you're giving more responsibility and is more control over you. So as you move up through these steps of Freemasonry, take balance on every step. The higher you move up, the more balance it takes. There's more responsibility now, more things you got to do for the cabal. Got more duties. Even though you're getting paid more, you're risen to a high status, is more responsibility. You got to learn now, you got to balance your time even more. So each step requires more balance. Just like with the milk crate challenge. And what happens is often a lot of people fall at the highest peak. Because in Freemasonry, just like the mob and every other secret social groups and any other den of thieves, don't climb down the mountain like you climbed up the doggone thing. Anybody that joined these brotherhoods would tell you, it's never a peaceful climb, gradual climb down. It's your ass got kicked down from the top and you tumble down. Let me explain something to you about criminal hierarchy and mafioso hierarchy. Climb to the top is very grueling. It's very tedious to get to the top of this pyramid. Like I said, the higher up you get, the less sleep you get, the less time you spend with your family, the more that this cabal siphon your life energy out of you, the more they give you believe, the more they taken from you in the form of life energy and everything else, which is why a lot of the guys that make it to these high places commit suicide. You just can't balance at the top. And if you can, you are true indeed ascended master. And you're dedicating so much of your life in real time to this cabal. Eat, sleep, and drinking it when you at this top mark. It ain't like the duties get lessened and you just get to sit back. This don't work like that. Let me show you some. The men at the top are very influential figures in our society. I mean, when they fall from the top, they become infamous just as much as they was famous. But there's a saying that there's a long fall from the top. If you're a little baby Mason and they want to blackball you, ain't nobody. They can't really do nothing but hate on you at your job, get you fired from your little job as a baby basin, kick you out the cabal. If you somebody who done risen way to the top of this cabal and you a public figure and all that, how do we blackball you publicly? Levels of punishment on each step. If you want them top steps, you got to take the top crucifixions. The ascended masters know that. This is why they are immortalized, because Jesus was represent the scapegoat of the grand master, Azazel. They call it Alpha and Omega, A to Z. A-Z is the name of this god, El Azazel. Our alphabet is from A to Z, representing this god, so-called Mazda. We ain't going to go that deep into it. This is the god of the all-seeing eye. This is a self-perpetual checks and balance system to make sure that the royal elite maintains secrecy and power through nepotism in our society, and that the transferer of that power carefully maintains these humiliation rituals, all that different stuff. To show a person being promoted just as well as we about to give you this new position, rites of passage of you gaining it shows we can take it away in a snap of a finger. For you to get this next high degree, we humiliated you publicly just to take it all away, just to show you who runs shit so you never forget. So you never think we're promoting you above us. Now, if you don't think Polite is a very high-ranking Mason, and listen, the most high-ranking Masons are so magical. They are the most influential in our community that they make you deny their Masonic brotherhood affiliation more than everybody else. Like I said, the greatest devil is the ones that can convince you that they're not a devil at all. These great magician Masons, they can come into our community and have all the influence and give off all the red flags as a damn Mason and an agent. We won't even see it. And they go back to the lodge and the other Masons be like, man, that's why you the grand master. Damn, how you can go up the, like, it's all about being a wolf in sheep clothes, controlling the people, which should be a red flag, because guess what, y'all? Only controllers control us. For anybody they're allowing to control us, outsourcing their powers. This is contract work. You can show them you good at influencing the people, then, yeah, man, you can get hired by the cabal. An influencer for different and various agendas. There's always a need for that, man. If you good at it, brother, they will kiss your feet in the occult. You can go out there and sell the agenda and influence the masses and go off the radar. Why are you doing it? That's value, but like I said, there's a lot of things go on in our reality that are bigger than we think, and certain things we think ain't tied to another, but they're catching our attention at the same time. It's one cabal controlling everything we see, everything we hear, everything we think, and they want to ultimately use that to control everything we feel. With that, they can control how we react based on what we feel. There you go. Ultimate form of control. As a process of gaining control over our massive collective reactions. One thing may be need to feed off another just to bring a certain forth energy with the combination of the two that will ultimately lead to something totally different than what you was expecting. Very much so sleight of hand, and it's magic involved, and it's deeper than most people like to ponder, which is why these kind of topics I kind of refrain from, because it go over a lot of our people's head. They don't understand that this whole conscious community is infiltrated by Boule. All of these different schools of thought that's talking about black and pedophilia, all of their leaders are pedophiles too, every last one of them. And the pedophiles always win while acting like they're trying to bring each other to justice. Every last single of these guys come from pedophile schools, not just Polite with the New Opians. You're a doggone Moore. Allegedly, Noble Drew Ali was accused of statutory rape, right? And Noble Drew Ali practiced a form of Islam that's prevalent in the NOI today. Moorish science is practiced in Islam, which is why Moore is Greek by saying Islam. If you look at the hat that Elijah Muhammad wear, you must know that it's the same hat that the brother Polite, the same hat the brother Polite wore. And this image did not look, you can't say I'm making this up. Let me show you something here. You think I'm making something up about brother Polite, check this here out. This is on brother Polite Facebook page. Take no, look, man. Everybody be want to think that this shit is a conspiracy theory for just saying brother Polite a Mason because they hating on him. Oh, y'all just like to be in denial, or either you don't look. Man said he is, and he's an admitted Mason. This is on brother Polite's Facebook page. Brother Polite posted this picture of him in the lodge, dressed as a grandmaster with the white gloves on and the apron on. He's a member of the Blue Lodge. The Polite, the one put right here, hashtag a traveling man. The Polite, Ben said that he was a deputy grandmaster mason over several lodges, moved up since the age of 21 in Freemasonry, which is why I think he gonna beat the case. All part of his next initiation ritual, which is why he's so cocky in the midst of all this. I can be wrong, but look, all of these guys together who wear the fez, and I ain't taking no shots at nobody. I'm excluding Tahaka Bay from this because I like Tahaka Bay. I don't think he with no bull crap, but I must say to tell y'all the truth. Can't trust a lot of these guys wearing fezes. Telling y'all that the fez, listen, let me show you something. Word fez from the word fezora, F-E-Z-O-R-A, comes from the word fedora. The word fedora is the root word of federal. Federal. In the day, the federal agents wore a fezora. Fez, the hat of the feds. Fez and the feds, or the Smokey Bear hat, the top hat of the grandmaster, the top hat of the drill sergeant. Let me show you something real quick, so you can see what I'm talking about. Is called a fedora. Notice what Polite been wearing through all of this ritual? Fedora hat. What Polite been wearing? Black and red fedora hat. Who else wear black and red? Nation of Islam. Who else wear black and red? The Moorish. The Moors do. Satanic humiliation ritual. Notice the colors black and red being a trend in the collage I got before you hear. Notice that the Shriners and the Muslims have the same symbol. That all of them are a branch of Freemasonry, which is why they wear the necklaces that the grandmasters wear around the neck. And I have a question. How can our enemies and leaders be on the same team? are all the controllers of this one big media outlet which controls society, what we see, what we think, what we hear, get us divided, social engineering. And it happens to you on the level of society where you intake information, which happens to be YouTube and the internet for most of us, which is why we're so naive to think that they haven't infiltrated those areas. Think that the cabal stop at Fox 6 and MSNBC, and we don't want to see how, they've been infiltrated this space as well, because this is where the majority of Americans consuming their media. It would be a fool to think that the cabal would leave that up in the air and just uncontrolled, like, you know, that's crazy. When we know that this space is being controlled, trick is to never identify those controlling it. The trick is to that is always question the most influential people. Where do the influence lead us back to? Be gaining power for ourselves or those people siphoning it from us? You keep that in mind at all times. You'll see a Brother Polite coming a mile away, brothers and sisters. This man is a deputy grandmaster mason who's think that he met all these celebrities through paneling on the streets and all that, but that's fucking crazy. Crazy. That's no, it's not. No, it's not. Polite attend the same lodges as some of these big time celebrities. This is facts. This is facts. You don't fake Freemasonry. You don't put this on and it's fake, and you don't just borrow a lodge to speak to borrowed Freemasons at. You don't. This is a Freemasonic hat that he got on. And you know what? Enough of me talking. Let's play the video from the Brother Godson. And this is a 23-minute video. Get your popcorn. I'm going to be back at the end of this video, but I want to watch it with y'all because I think it's going to be a key part in what I'm talking about and me be piggyback on it and going deeper into this rabbit hole with you today. So with no further ado, let's go.
Make sure the people you connect with that you learn from have credibility.
What is going on, guys? You're now tuned into another installment of Masonic Entertainment Industry Exposed. In today's installment, we're going to talk about Brother Polite and the recent allegations, quote-unquote, that he had underwent pertaining shenanigans, and even with his connection to the elite beast system, known as the Illuminati. But I mean, the Illuminati doesn't exist anymore since its inception in 1776 or even prior to that by Adam Weishaupt. Without further ado, let's delve into Exhibit A, which pictures Brother Polite depicted standing next to a very voluptuous humanoid, but not just any voluptuous humanoid, one of which that is putting up the infamous Baphomet devil horns, showing reverence to the beast system, to that of which strings her along, and even Brother Polite and everyone else who think they are in power because they got the money by the string of their tennis shoes as the little puppets that they are. Now, this hand sign could also mean I love you with the thumb sticking out. But clearly, you don't see the thumb sticking out as his daughter, Ma'at, very young at the time, is also depicted putting up said Baphomet devil horns. Exhibit B, enter Freemasonry in connection to that of Brother Polite. Now, we all know that Masons, and for those who hadn't known and are just now tuning in, hit the like button and drop a donation. Link is in the description. Masons are known as traveling men, and I am about to show you Exhibit B, which has Brother Polite admitting to the fact that he travels a lot. But, I mean, you are a celebrity, of course. So what celebrity doesn't travel, or any human for that matter? Let's get into it.
Okay. Just came back from Japan not too long ago. Last year alone, I went to Jamaica. I went to Thailand. I went to Jamaica. I went to Thailand. I went to Hong Kong. Where else did I go? Jamaica, Thailand, Hong Kong, Ghana, Dubai, Russia, Cayman Islands. What's this other place called? New Zealand. Took mad long. I didn't even post those. New Zealand took over a day to fly over there or something like that. It was a heck of a flight. You know, the fruit is very different. There's a hole in the holes and all that. The UVs come on you a little different. It's very interesting over there, but that's another conversation.
Quite so. Indubitably. Being that I stated that humans do travel, this renders you a traveling person, not a traveling man. And also, being a Sagittarius who's loyal, smart, assertive, and compassionate, full personality, and one-of-a-kind, talented, and has impeccable discernment, let's dig deeper into Exhibit B with our brother Polite wearing the fez, which is also worn by Freemasons, more specifically of the Moorish. Well, you know, I'm not even going to say specifically. It could be, we're going to dig deeper. This person is obviously woke. Obviously, he's Masonic. Look at the symbol on the fez. It's a Freemasonry sign. And once again, kudos to you, indubitably. We are going to dive a little bit further down the rabbit hole. You can see the breaking news of Brother Polite.
So the word Moors also is the word Mars. And the color red that they wear is Mars red or Diablo red, the same color red that NOI wear and all that. Santa Claus wear it, Saturnalian red, the blood red, crimson type color. But Mars is Mars dealing with the Bar God, which is the color of the Mars dealing with blood. Moors won't tell you this stuff, but I will.
Alleged Bill Cosby case. Now, we are going to take a look at the plethora of different people wearing the fez, which is more specific to the Freemasonic fraternity. You can see that even in cartoons, Ren and Stimpy, more specifically in that picture. Cartoons are known to showcase symbolism subconsciously to the minds of children. This one picture really, really, really does stick out to me, doesn't it? It should stick out to you, too. I mean, it does look like a flag being waved by Usher, Usher. But most of...
Like I said, Usher and had allegations, too. And let me also bring some up to you. Red and green are the colors of Christmas, which is what I'm telling you about Saturnalia.
See, what it is them taking that picture so eloquently so that it could have the star, five-pointed, upside down, which is that of a pentagram that the witches and warlocks of this world worship. Well, not even worship. They do rituals. Oh, my gosh. Aye, aye, aye. They do rituals around this thing with candles lit, witchcraft, black magic, white magic, you name it. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You got Andre 3000, 50 Cent, Tupac, who's in Cuba, Omar Johnson, oh my God, Karis One. The list goes on and on and on and on. You even have Nazir Jones. I mean, all these people are all connected. Even Will Smith. Will Smith is a colorful individual, ain't he? We got Puff Diddy Kong. These people, man, like, and then they just come in front of your face, or rather on camera, and just smile like nothing is going on. But to them, they know what they're doing. They definitely know what they're doing. Cosby in the his house, behind a trap door, but he'll never, ever get away. We're going to keep scrolling. We're not stopping, bruh. It's almost done, I promise you. This segment. Look at them showcasing the dollar bill and the Egyptian origins of it. Which, you know, to a certain degree is kind of true. Yeah, Jay Electronica. But the one thing that basically stuck out to me right here was Mr. Nasir Jones, King's Disease himself, doing the Baphomet hand gesture very oh so eloquently, right in front of your face, hidden in plain sight for the world to see, standing on his square. Speaking of C, Exhibit C, enter the mockery of truthers. They always mock truthers, throwing us under the bus, lifting themselves on a higher pedestal, rendering us the crazy ones. Oh, you don't believe me?
See, people don't even understand how deep this thing goes. If y'all only knew, y'all really be calling me Illuminati.
Yeah.
Some of y'all doing it anyway.
Really.
Now, I don't mind if it's the Black Illuminati. I don't mind us having our own agenda to rule the world. I don't mind.
No, I don't mind. Hey, look, listen, hey, I'm right here. Look at me. Thank you. Celebrities, for lack of a better word, term, et cetera, they do this all the time. And I'm sure that they don't mind, neither. No, they don't. Because when they get interviewed at makeshift studios, Jimmy Fallon, or even at Oscars, award shows, Grammys, et cetera, they mock truthers. And then the funniest thing at the makeshift studios, you have a teleprompter that says clap now, and then the audience, being pulled by the digital string, they raise their hands and then they clap like the mindless zombies that they are. Now let's enter Exhibit D, the vow of silence, which is one of the many important ones I'm going to talk about. They vow not to say anything under oath and obligation to their masters, or rather, I'll let this guy explain it.
I had to be sat down. I had to be reprimanded. I had to be told don't speak for an indefinite time. I was told before when Obama got into office, don't say nothing good nor bad about him.
Okay, take a vaccine.
But why? Why? Now, I'm not telling y'all not to question people, but when you're in an organizational fold, sometimes there's no question.
For real life.
Pro-life answering to that told him he couldn't say nothing about Obama and he had to listen. Doctor, go ahead and tell you he's part of the brotherhood. We don't be listening. Somebody controlling this man, he's a puppet. And guess what, y'all? This may be bigger than what we thinking. Other guys may be in on one big ritual together.
Now, I don't know about y'all, but we do live in real life, don't we? And for the most part, we shouldn't let real life take us by the gonad so it could squeeze it for whatever use that it could reproduce. Listen, man, look, we shouldn't take life too serious, because if we do, then we will end up joining said organization. Some people, don't get me wrong, they enjoy it. They love it. They even have fun doing it. You have to love whatever it is that you are in so that you could live for the moment. But if you take it this serious to the point where you cannot say nothing under obligation of oath, vow of silence, being silenced, so that you could more than likely toughen up, soldier, and get out there in the world and do what we say and pay our dues and stand on your square while you're doing it, then you are a good puppy. Good puppy. Right? Hey, Ariana Grande, this is way off topic. I'm sorry, but girl, I need you, girl. So the vow of silence, that's ultimately what it is. Sworn under oath, under obligation to fulfill said obligations to the entities of which you are swearing to. Courtrooms, when you go into the military, when you go into Freemasonry, when you become an Eastern Star, when you become a mechanic, which is a branch of the tree of Masonry, when you become a female Freemason who call themselves brothers. The list goes on and on and on. When you sign that contract, binding yourself musically or creatively to the music or entertainment industry as a whole in perpetuity to the universe, which you're heart will be out there forever. Let's go into Exhibit E. Brother Polite, seen here in his Masonic regalia. Looks fascinating. I believe he is, or was rather, or probably still is, I mean, a part of the Blue Lodge, right? You can see him with the fez, the infamous fez, worn by specific Masons.
By the way, kind of foolish to compare military personnel to Freemasons. Freemasons control the motherfucking military. Nigga in the military is some Bible-believing Christian thinking he going to do right in the name to fight for his country. He don't even know about, he think Columbus discovered this shit. Like, he's so indoctrinated, he willing to die for this shit. Mason is a person that know the truth. Know the truth, and they will not wake their people up with it. They'll join a brotherhood and swear into secret society and keep it a secret and work against the people. A young lady getting out of high school, going to the military to get out the hood to go to college, can't be compared to some nigga who went and sold his soul in a lodge. And often when you get to certain levels, it take a blood sacrifice. It's levels to this shit. Once you talk about comparing military people to Freemasons, you might as well say the damn mailman is a Freemason.
And he's given a speech with his white gloves on. And it is said that the tassel hanging off of the fez should be hung to the left, which will render you regular or noticeable, so to speak. Now, we are going to hear from the horse's mouth that he is.
Somebody also said, you blame Masons in your lane. Let me just show y'all something real quick. Only a dummy would talk like that. You want me to tell you why? Founders of America were Freemasons. They said that they were going to create an equal government, distribute power equally among the people. They didn't tell us that the people, quote unquote, meant only the brotherhood. Is why you don't see the first president American flag anywhere around here. Don't see the American flag waving here. You count this right here, but it's all about Freemasonry. You look at, watch this. Let me show you why you should be concerned. Anybody that want to let the Freemasons off the hook. Hold on. The man said he served America, George Washington. His tombstone show who he really served. Don't see no American flag on George Washington's grave. See a Freemasonic symbol. Whether you're a black Freemason or white Freemason, the agenda of protecting those in power, the royal elite, is the same. You'll be granted a small increment of that power for your services. We're talking about nepotism, which is anti-constitutional. It's why your children work 10 times harder and still can't get ahead, because it ain't how hard you work or what you know. It's who you know, who you connected with, and little secret go-along, get-along games. Your whole life is a Masonic ritual, and you don't think it's something you need to be concerned about. It even goes into this little crate challenge that I'm talking about too, right? Oh, little crate challenge, the Freemasonic ritual. I mean, the symbolism don't lie. And just to show you more on this crate challenge before we get back to the video, this little video out real quick.
Hi, you guys. Welcome back to my channel. Today I want to talk about the crate challenge. So let's just get it, y'all. First things first. Anything that the celebrities push, always look at it sideways.
Go get the crates. Go get the crates. I'm ready to turn up. You make it back up and down, I give you $1,000.
Get the battle. Y'all come here. Go get the vaccine. I even do something special for y'all. Y'all get the vaccine. I'm going to let y'all get some of the part of the booster band.
Because it's a...
Ask yourself, why are they promoting Boosie everywhere? All over the big platforms, Lil Boosie, Lil Boosie, Lil Boosie. See, get away with murder. Boosie put money on people's head and come back and talk about it on Vlad. Nothing happens. Some people are above the law. That's what I'm telling y'all. Some people are connected. Everybody promoting Boosie, even Kwame Brown promoting the hell out of Boosie. Boosie telling you to get the jab, do the crate challenge, and just participate in all the rituals and fuckery and nothing productive, you know. Like the brother Music, man, it is what it is. He on all the big Viacom stations. They put him on a pedestal. Certain people are put at the forefront with influence, and you don't see what they telling you. Watch this.
Hi, you guys. Welcome back to my channel. Today, I want to talk about the crate challenge. So let's just get it, y'all. First things first, anything that the celebrities push, always look at it sideways.
Go get the crates. Go get the crates. I'm ready to turn up. You make it back up and down, I give you $1,000.
Get the battle. Y'all come here. Go get this vaccine. I even do some stress for y'all. Y'all get the vaccine, I'm going to let y'all get some of the part of the booster band.
Because it's a to the madness. Okay. Now, the crate challenge goes more deeper into the steps of Freemasonry.
One thing y'all want to keep in mind about this challenge, that it's part of a grand ritual. Freemasonry, when they doing certain promotions, certain high levels, if a person getting promoted to the top of this pyramid, we'll often see some kind of bizarre ritual play out in society. We won't really understand it because it's an inside sort of thing, part of their ritual. All the energy that's getting us involved is used to conjure toward their initiation ritual for whoever the person is trying to empower. Power is coming from all of us. Deception. So, I mean, these people are very strategic to come to this magic and occultism. It is very effective when we talk in social engineering and mind control, because the mind part the food. Only way you can fool it is to trick it, which becomes how you got to go on the magician law, hypnotic law, which is where the ritual and spell come into play. Right? These can be small rituals or grand rituals, right? From grand witches to grand physicians. If everyone, in other words, these people do rituals. rituals. We're part of their ritual unknowingly. How the power is siphoned from the masses to their occultism. But you have a role you don't know you're playing. So yeah, that's pre-scripted at a time. Now let's go ahead and finish this.
Or was, quote-unquote, a part of Freemasonry. A traveling man who, once upon a time in history, which is written by the winners and the losers, should, in my opinion, do some grammatical error checks throughout that written history of theirs. Come on, soldiers, we got this. The same guy who calls Dr. Malachi D. York, Dwight York, his Lord and Savior, who is currently imprisoned and cannot get himself out of it.
I work with Malik, who survived the new Black Panther Party before I even got to the conspiracy. I was under Dr. York when I first got conscious. I was in the Masonic Lodge, Deputy Supreme Grand Master. Okay, jurisdiction. Oh, my God!
Some guy who calls Dr. Malachi D. York, Dwight York, his Lord and Savior, who is currently imprisoned and cannot get himself out of it.
I worked with Malik, who survived the new Black Panther Party before I even got to the conscious community. I was under Dr. York when I first got conscious. I was in the Masonic Lodge, Deputy Supreme Grand Master. Okay, jurisdiction going from Canada down to the Mason-Dixon line. Okay? How do you even say they had jurisdiction at a young age? And just coming out of my teens from Canada down to the Mason-Dixon line, leading a whole lodge.
Oh, my God!
I was worshipful master when I was, like, 21.
Oh, my God!
Deputy Grandmaster. First of all, you got that. Lodges don't have a Supreme Grand Lodge. They don't get that far in membership.
Oh, my God!
I was worshipful master when I was like 21. Deputy Grandmaster. First of all, you have to have three subordinate lodges that have a Grand Lodge, and most lodges don't have a Supreme Grand Lodge. They don't get that far in membership. So I'm saying, working with the new Black Panther Party, under the Masonic Lodge, in high-ranking position. Setting up jurisdictions.
Your movement.
Real talk.
That's a fact. Well, kiddos, this marks the end of the video. You could go home and drink your milk now and turn it off. No. Because you know why? This is actually the meat that sticks to the bone. Exhibit letter F. Being that he had admitted that he once upon a time was under Dr. Malachi D. York and that he was his master teacher and Lord and Savior and et cetera, had suffered the same fate of which Malachi D. York is now in jail for, or prison rather, Bill Cosby shenanigans. What we are going to do here is we are going to read an article of said alleged case. But I don't think it's real. No, I don't. I think this is some kind of humiliation ritual going on, which a lot of people might not be too privy of the elite, the occultists. I don't know why I said it like that. The occultists, they do humiliation rituals. I mean, what more do you want from me? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually switch around some words in perpetual balance to nature. The self-made social media mentor and positivity master, Brother Polite, is reported to have been arrested for allegedly raping his girlfriend's daughter. You know, grape, the one that you eat. The recent news about the alleged grape of...
Okay, so I don't know if he's talking Freemasonry. I want to hear what Polite said.
As a mentor and a person who spreads positivity and known as the brother to the Brother Polite, a.k.a. Michael Noack, to be a roadshow. Further, the news began circulating on...
Okay, well, that's it. That's all he have on the Freemason joint. I wanted to talk more about Fez and just, oh, conscious community itself is a control ritual. Constantly playing out in real time. That's to steer the paradigm, quote unquote, woke folk. Some down to y'all real quick. Break some down to y'all real quick. That's important. Ritual is not for the sheeple. Sheeple play a part in these rituals knowingly, like I described. The purpose of the ritual being a gaslight instrument, instrument of the deception for the sheeple, they're already deceived. In fact, their reaction is pre-scripted and pre-planned, and they already know how the sheeple are going to react. The whole big ritual for the small group of woke people got the power to wake the sleeping giant, both on a deception when it comes to what they're doing in the ritual form for people who they know going to try to decipher the ritual. Know your average sheep ain't into gematria, sacred geometry. Know it's some woke community out here. Is why they have their implants in this woke community. Right? And that's what I'm exposing now. In this woke community, we are the main fashion of society falling to these rituals because we're the most outspoken and more non-religious. We know about the Boule, we know about Freemasons, so they know what we're supposed to look for to figure them out. So if they're able to fool us, they'll know they're doing a good job. But how they fool us is to get us emotionally engaged into these things if they're real when they are controlled ritual. A victim is real. That's part of the sacrifice, the human sacrifice, whether they take your life or take your innocence. Often a sacrifice, a real victim to get a public outroar, siphon all that energy from the masses. This deep level magic a lot of people ain't privy to. This is part of foundation of even how government got started, became one of the key points in Hegel's thesis, the Hegelian dialectic, problem creation. Chaos is always being controlled. Every time we think, oh man, shit just out of control right now, boy, everything going on. Y'all are definitely very much so in control, and it's ordered chaos. There's an elite group behind the curtains. Now, the collective reaction in real time. Wake up and say, how do we want them to feel tomorrow? What do we need to show them to achieve this feeling want in the collective at this time? What would this feeling benefit our agenda? It's energy and motion, emotion, feelings leads to manifestation our society when we're talking about these witches shaping and writing history every moment, line by line. Find something very crazy that a lot of these Freemasons, Fez wearing Shriners in alleged rape situations. Allegedly, Obadu Ali had a statutory rape case. Allegedly. the one in the chat room from right about that to the chat room if that's fake news. Because the whole human trafficking and child trafficking thing come into play that these Masons are traveling men. They all fall under this Arabic religion. So this Muslims, Moors, this Allah serpent god religion. Arabians is a form of Freemasonry because they were called gypsies. What are gypsies? Traveling men. There's another word for traveling men. Pilgrims. What did the pilgrims dress? Dressed just like George Washington, these Masons. All eyes been open. Ate oatmeal, didn't you? Come on, folks. Who is a pilgrim, a nigger ruling over you in full Freemasonic garb? I mean, come on. They didn't even try to hide it at first. Knew you was a damn slave and that the cabal ruled, that the brotherhood ruled. No one had to argue this to your ancestors at first. Wasn't no illusion of inclusion. Knew we the people meant the dudes in them aprons. Boulay, the Scottish right, and a Prince Hall. Knew that we the people. Only people that would be granted this American dream. Be the brothers of the crap all around ya. Why does everyone in these elite positions throw up devil horns? Involved in ritual and bizarre behavior. How there's so many parallels, syncretism among everybody with money. How that's true with everybody with influence. Was a traveling man, a pilgrim, traveling man, a Freemason, a pilgrim, gypsy, a Jew. And no Jews were traveling man. These Jews all over the world feeding chaos and controlling that chaos so they could control the people all over the world. Traveling men. Gypsies, pilgrims, or what they are, same thing the Moors were, Arabic gypsies, nomads, parasites, sellouts. Pointed star going to be prevalent wherever they go, I tell you that. People are all on the same teams, all in the same uniform, and then you're going to open your eyes. But Drew Ali don't get no pass. The brother of the trap. See him in Freemasonic stance, his legs in a 45-degree angle. You see Noble Drew Ali there. His feet in a 45-degree angle, his arm bent perfectly in a 90-degree angle. You see the Freemasonry here. So we let him off the hook. Brother Polite wrote his same fares. Color did the new Wafi and wear black and gold. Color did Freemasons wear black and gold? also wear black and red for Satanism. Come on, I'm going to go and put it in now. We got to keep it. Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to do that. That's right. That's right. That's right. Get out now. From Polite Pictures where he got the same fans on Elijah Muhammad. Got on. Hey, man. He's crazy. Got this milk crate challenge going on. You may say, well, one thing ain't tied to another one. Everything you taking in right now can be part of a ritual. I sure don't mind putting this out here to in the atmosphere that we can think bigger about everything going on. I do believe in social engineering, control, chaos. Believe in the Arconian social control structure. Take this off. Let's go to the chat room. A matter of fact, let me see something real quick. Put a one in the chat room if you can hear me, see me good. I want to do a tech check, a quick tech check. A one if the stream is good. Tech check real quick. See the audio and everything is. Let me get a one if the stream is good. And would open up the lines. Man, let me check the donations. I need to be doing something. The time been really going hard. I noticed people, y'all ain't really donating like that, man. Like, would open the lines up, but you know, time is money. You know. Like, for real, though, but, so, like, the likes and shares of, like, all don't respect people's time, black people. Come on, man. Y'all do me so wrong, and I don't mean to be a crybaby, man. I'll be doing your boy wrong, man. The likes, the shares, oh, man. Me scared to keep asking for donations if I see I can't even get the likes and shares. Anybody in the chat room be interested in joining the call? If you have smoke, put smoke next to your one. If I can get a gauge on what I got. Because y'all ain't been donating. I really got to put this time into something else. I'll open it up, man. Yeah. Let me see who we got here would be interested in all that. Let's see some here. If I let y'all on the call, I have your audio ready. I have your headphones and mic set up. I'll be ready to go. You can't be long-winded. You got to be ready to go on in and match my energy. Not just, you know. Oops, to y'all. See what we got then. the back sound off. Hey, come on with your smoke. Come on with your smoke and come on with what you got. I put the link out there now. First come, first serve.
Okay.
Come in, ready to go, guys. What's good, Daryl, Holly? You're first, so I'm going to turn the mic right over to you. Thank you for joining. Go ahead and take the floor.
What's going on, bro? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hey, listen, so listen to what you just said. It was one thing interesting. The fact that Brother Polite never said he was innocent, right? He just kind of let this shit roll. Just kind of rolled with the punches, never even say, yo, I didn't do this shit, don't look at me crazy. Because anybody in their right mind would be like, yo, I ain't do that shit. That would be the first thing that you would come out to the public with, especially, you know, dealing with a small female. So the fact that he didn't kind of plays into that narrative that might be a Richie. The fact that, you know, he not letting me know.
Appreciate that, man. I appreciate that input, Daryl. See if we got any more people want to join. Anything else you wanted to add as far as now that we have out of his mouth that he's a Freemason and all that? This aspect tied to everything. The fact that, because I think that with the human trafficking and child pedophilia, have traveling men. So when these traveling men have underage girls traveling with them, the code word for traveling children, child sex trafficking. How are we getting a broader picture here? How you can link this to Freemasonry and for these different cabals?
Yo, that's deep as shit.
Moment, and I'm the one said it. And no cap, all ego aside, the shit I just said made me kind of like, damn, that is deep. I said it, but the thought about it with you at the same time, and I see what you said, Daryl, like, oh yeah, I'm me, Daryl, we billing, I'm that other people on too, and I'm going to give them time to set up and everything. But this is deep, though, when you, because you know what? I knew one thing, these were never isolated incidents. See, this is what the people don't know. These occultists throw each other under the bus so that the people don't expose this big-ass ring that they got of human trafficking, organ harvesting, child trafficking, celebrities tied into this shit. There was one celebrity dude that died because he was trying to tell us that. I forgot that white boy name. He died trying to tell us that this ring goes deep beyond Hollywood. Like it goes into the black market from Hollywood. Like this is a huge ring. And these folks are kill some of their own. Or throw some of their own under the bus so that for years we can investigate this like spotted out incidents. Just wait a minute. Wait a minute, guys. All of these pedophiles, Mormon priests, Vatican priests, high-ranking dudes from New Wapping or the Moors or the NOI, or like we never put it together that we may be on to a pedophile ring here. The people never entertain the fact that what if we're on to a whole Kabbalistic ring here to keep us from going that deep. Sacrifice some of their own and make it seem like little solo incident. So to protect the ring, I say, look, y'all, we're exposing this pedophile right here. They'll throw their own under the bus when it's pedophiles exposing pedophiles. They got to make it like it's spotted single incidents so that we never start waking up like, wait a minute here, it's too many
parallels. We might be onto a ring here, deeper than we know, tied into organ harvesting and all kind of other shit, bro. This may be reaching for some of y'all, but I'm willing to be called on my reach, man. I admit that it's a little of a reach, but I like the reach, though. So shout out to Doggy Diamonds for bringing it up, too.
Yeah, don't even think you're reaching, man, because you look at that shit, man. You got your NOI, right, and you got your Hebrew Israelites who's accused of this shit. I mean, any organization that's really big in the black community was accused of that shit.
And that
shit is crazy.
It shouldn't be no patterns like that if it's spotted incidents where if this sick event is coming from a bunch of organizations, what's the root word of organization? I mean, this shit is organized now, thrown to a ring right under our nose. Organizations doing this, y'all. It's an organized thing. How many organizations in on it? We already know some of the people from these organizations connected with other big-time organizations in media, sports, and all of these industries cross over. All on, they have the same sexual perverted appetite. You know, to get up to these levels, you start to practice more what I call exotic behaviors, and you know, start to, man, let me just be quiet. Anyway, who's to Daryl going to allow King P?
Mm.
There you go, King P, welcome to the show. Grab the mic, man. Talk to him.
Yes, sir. See, let's start saying something really clear, dear brother. See, we can't lump every one of our people into one basket.
Okay.
This is the one thing that we do, one of the great fallacies of human beings. Everybody together. But everybody, we are not a monolith, right?
That's right.
Are we all one? So, because people lack a certain level of understanding, doesn't mean that they should be lumped in with those that have a higher level of, as they say, knowledge or intellect for what's really going on. So the thing is I don't condemn brother. I suppose him to do or can't deny or confirm he's absolutely done. I don't have any place in that. But what I can do is appreciate you for the work that you've been doing, my dear brother. That's what I can do.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's all that. Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much, my brother. King Pete, thank you so much, man. Sorry, guys.
King P, were you alluding to that polite doesn't is not involved? Is that what you allude to? As far as you make those?
Well, see, the thing is can one group of brothers, as you say, all it takes is very few of the brothers, right, to start something new. Now, I'm not saying – he already told you what he was a part of. Now, I have no clue on affiliation or anything else of that nature. But what I can say is a couple bad apples can spoil a whole bunch. So that's all I'm throwing out there. So before we all condemn any of our brothers or any of our family, I love the dialogue. I love the discussion. Before we really condemn them, we really consulted the ancestors on the real truth.
I have.
And see, the thing is, this is why we talk so openly and bold about it, right? The thing is brother is a bad apple, right? Because the thing is I don't care about your accomplishments or things that you have achieved in your lifetime. The only thing I'm concerned with is how much do you love your fellow brother and your sister? We are trying to make it out here. We have a brother that does not represent what he claims to represent in the highest light. And so this is what we critique truly, because if you have quite a few bad apples or rotten apples in a bushel or a barrel, they all do. They all get spoiled. They spoil the good ones.
Man, but I'm we're doing on this channel, we're exposing a whole cabal. So if you're a good apple, it ain't like it's a bunch of good apples with a few bad apples. When it comes to these cabals, it's a bunch of bad apples and a few little good apples in the group who realize, damn, I joined some shit that I thought was honest, and I'm in too deep now, and I wish I can get out this shit. Now, as you got a very few of them in there, but for the most part, everybody signed up for that Freemason shit, already knew what they were signing up for. You're serving a cabal of people, and you can't serve this brotherhood and serve the people. If that brotherhood's agenda is to serve the royal elite, it's no wonder why Freemasons have never served us to standard, put us on a level of where we could compete, even though each of them are on levels where they can, showing you that they only serve those who join them. Not the communities. They don't serve the communities that they build their lodges in, just like the church. Just like the church don't serve the community that they build their lodges in, their churches in. Yeah, go ahead.
Good point.
Yeah.
Now, this is a thing right here, dear fellas. So a lodge is a dwelling place. So if these brothers are so-called traveling man, well, why would they create a dwelling place to stay?
You know why? These are like stations to where, since Masons are traveling men, there's a lodge in every place where that Freemasons rule at. So I can find me a home lodge in every, that's just like Christians got churches all over the world. Christians,
now, why would
I look? Christians were the original pilgrims. That explains how they get those churches all over the world, because they were gypsies, traveling people, spreading their culture. Yeah, go ahead.
So, Brother Sanchez, what's your knowledge on the Freemasons against the Roman Catholic Church?
The Freemasons worked for the Roman Catholic Church. Now, their job is to act like they're in opposition to the church. Really, you can't join Freemasonry if you don't have a God. How many of y'all know that?
I heard that before.
So that's just all hypocritical.
Yeah, because I've done research, and it said that, you know, the two combating each other during history. You know, they were fighting for power. Is a power struggle.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we say that everybody, right, when you recite that Nicene Creed, so you think you're Christian, right? But doesn't every disciple of the word have to recite that creed? And within that creed, you have Pledge of Allegiance. So those that already understand don't have to even question.
Okay. All right, continue.
In that creed, so creeds are declarations of words that are combined to bring you to a certain understanding or a certain rite of passage.
That's right.
So if the Quakers are considered the original travelers, right, when they came here with the hats on, like Quaker Oats, man, right? Yeah. Everybody agrees. We all black. We love. Okay. We love them. But we want something that sticks to your rib, brother. So the thing is the insights have been immaculate. But please, and I declare from our people, is to not love these bad apples into the good apples.
Give me an example of when we're doing that, something that I've done tonight that will be a good example of me lopping them together.
You know, the beautiful thing is you haven't.
How did he do it?
You have. And he did it by openly declaring his affiliation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he said who he was a part of.
Are you a Freemason?
No, sir.
Oh, I was just wondering.
No, sir. But the thing is, as they say, when you love your people, you defend your people.
Do you love black people?
I love black people, but I also despise the ways that we have.
Let me ask you a question. When you say you love black people, do that mean the black race traders too, the Boule and the Freemasons, you still love those brothers?
No, sir. And I have to speak honestly, I don't love a traitor. Now, I can't say that I can't lump the Boule and the Freemasons into being a grouping of traitors. I'm not able to do that because
lump the Boule and Freemasons into a group as being a group of traitors?
Okay. That's understandable.
Why wouldn't you?
So the thing is, what I say, dear brother, to that is I have a lot of respect for those that have come before me. See, the thing is we are able to partake in the knowledge and the information like that they've given thus far. But the one thing is I can't condemn the path which so many of our brothers have taken without fully understanding that path.
And what, you don't understand the path of the Boule?
I don't fully understand it, good brother.
You need to go and watch all of Steve Coakley's videos as soon as possible. That'll get you on the path. Have you ever heard of Steve Coakley?
Gracious thanks. Of course.
Hold up. I didn't understand.
Who is the Bobby Hemmings and Dr. Phil Valentine's? Yes, sir.
Yeah, you need to go and just Google Steve Coakley Boule and watch everything he got, and you'll see why it's no question on who they serve, my brother. Let me share the mic, though, because I got a couple of people on, and let me get Kyle in real quick. Kyle, go ahead.
Oh, man, I can go all night listening to you, man, especially when you're on point with what you're saying. You know, when same thing assuming words and vocabulary, but, you know, just brings sense, it just connects with the soul. You just be on point, man. Like, you know, truth always comes through the darkness. But I want to know what you think on another light on the goal for Freemasons to live forever and to travel the stars. I heard ultimately that's their goal. They want to accumulate enough knowledge to be able to live forever and travel the stars. You think that's true, besides just controlling the world?
That's what all the Freemasons serve, the same New World Order agenda. If you look at the ultimate goal of today's science is immortality. What Neuralink scans and all that, the Freemasons is there to counsel out anybody in society that's going to rise up to expose the true agenda of what's going on. that'll target them people out and discredit them. But when you become a person that's standing up against the powers that be and you truly exposing them, you'll find that a lot of Freemasons start coming around you. Hell, come around you like, yeah, man, I learned so much from you, man, and I am a Mason, you know, and then they'll turn on you. People that follow me, how many agents came to me that way? How many Freemasons came to me, donate, then tried to attack my character and make a beef? So many. The whole league of Freemasons in this community.
Imagine how that.
Yeah, go ahead.
So they just sneak. That's the way they learn from being a Freemason. That means that's how mostly all of them are, you know, being brought up, you know, being changed. That's crazy. You know, I mean, that kind of mindset, you know, that there ain't no positivity with that as to what they claim. They claim, I was doing a little bit of research. They claim to do good things in the community when you first start like that. You know what I mean? Look out for the poor.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to say real spit, though. Minister Inky is doing a good job with Tahaka Bay, but on some weird theoretical shit, you know, Minister Inky is a Freemason. Polite is a Freemason, and they both was Freemasons, joined probably around the same time. I don't know if that's true, but I know they was in New Covenant together. They got kind of the same networks and connections. What if on some theoretical shit, it's all a big ritual, some tinfoil hat shit that's controlled by Freemasons? Because there's a lot of Freemasons involved here. But now, what I will say besides the whole Freemason aspect, I do want to commend Tahaka Bay and Inky on what they're doing as far as standing up for these kids being men, because a lot of guys ain't got the nuts to do it. But tonight we just getting our tinfoil hat on. We're just reaching out, right? This is no shot or nothing. We're just, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, shout out to them. Now, you know, I'm not new to this screen broadcasting, so I ain't going to be long-winded. I'm just going to sit back and listen and fill in when I can. You know? So next person, you got the platform.
Brothers, I speak to you with the heart.
Hold on, my brother. Before I give you the mic back, King P, we got to get some other people in that's been waiting. Just bear with me, King P. I got you. Don't go nowhere. OG Leo, salutes to you, man. Thank you for joining. Let me turn that mic over to you. Go ahead.
Much love, much respect to everybody. Bro Sanchez, like always, you're on point. I've been calling them out since I came into this conscious community. I don't trust them. I don't want to be around them. You know, point, like, period, like always. Like I said, you're on point. And we ain't reaching. Because I've been on this earth 55 years, and that's all I've seen and basically watched how they move around, how they control everything. And then, like you even said, how when you get onto it, they call you crazy. You know, they call you a conspiracy theorist. You know what I mean? You're on point, my brother. There's a lot of black magic and white magic going on in the community. And I didn't believe in that shit at first, but I see a lot of that shit going on. I still don't fuck with it. That, the Freemason shit, none of that shit. I'm calling them all out because they're here to deceive the people and deceive the people only.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Man, appreciate that, OG. Anthony Mitchell. Hey, my brother, I see you. Talk to him. Welcome to the bill, man. Check the floor, Ant Dog.
Oh, yeah. I sound cool.
Oh, you got some static on your mic. Let me get another mic check.
Sound better?
Yeah, go with that. There you go. Go ahead.
All right, cool. I just got one question. So the Masons, they do their little acting schemes or whatever we want to call it. So let's just say, like, we're polite. He beat the case with the brotherhood behind him. Do the public still give him a pass for that? Like, how do we not look past How do we not look past the trickery that they doing and still condemn the person?
Now, that's a good question. People like victory stories. All odds are stacked against the person and they come out on top. And in cases like this, there's a lot of, see, it ain't about the people neither, you know. That's one thing. Another thing, it's about their ritual. So whether the people still hate him after this, love him after this, it's going to be risen to a higher degree. He's going to get involved in something bigger, Mayweather or whatever. It's going to be something surrounding Polite if he becomes victorious after this. Will acknowledge that this nigga on another level. Right? Whether we like him more or hate him more, whether he become famous or infamous, will be another level after this now. You know what I'm saying?
And then let me say this too. Now, with Polite situation and this pedophilia law that they trying to pass, I will see, like, if he got caught doing pedophilia, and rape wasn't on the side of it. So I know that they're trying to push this law, and it kind of seeming like to me that Polite is with them on pushing this law, but why would he go to the extent of having the rape on the side of the pedophilia?
You mean why would who go to that extent?
Meaning that, you know, like Nambla and those people, they trying to push, you know, the pedophilia law to go to like 12 years old. So I feel like Polite is part of that agenda. But it's kind of confusing to me, like if he's part of the agenda, why he couldn't just do the pedophile act like he's been doing? Why did they have to put the rape on it? You know what I'm saying? As far as this ritual is concerned, like, why the rape with the pedophilia have to be together?
I don't understand. That's the question, because it's called a humiliation ritual. Humiliate a person, getting humiliated, being initiating in this ritual, also responsible for humiliating a victim. But there's often a real sacrifice take place, whether it's sexual or innocence taken or a blood ritual, life is taken. Right? Where regulations surrounding person in society as if they had something to do with it. Similar to like how the Martin Luther King got assassinated. You know how we found out that it was Jesse Jackson had something to do with it? They own people, audit them. How would they do that? Why would other Freemasons and enlightened and informed people snitch on one of their own that he has something to do with King though? Because guess what? Now Jesse Jackson image wasn't the same no more after that info got out. Guess what? He was promoted to high places in government. He became the ambassador for America. He was working with the White House after that assassination of King. The man skyrocketed. His political career went fucking bananas. Fuck what the people thought about him after that. You know, he was somebody, whether we it or not, you know what I'm saying, after that shit. So, I mean, that's just one example.
Then my last question. So then what about Dr. York? Why would a person like him be locked up for so many years if it seemed like he was for sure following the ritual?
See, Dr. York had to go down. They had to sacrifice Dr. York because, listen, what we're saying true, that there's one huge pedophile ring that goes into the conscious community, hip-hop community, in Hollywood, all connected, because no matter what community you come from, once you get rich, you start joining these clubs, practicing these bizarre behaviors, right? It's out. What we saying true. Fuck had to go because he's part of that cabal. They got a pedophile ring. He getting sloppy with it. Caught up. Been kids' diseases and shit. Got to go and lock him up to protect the ring. Like I said earlier, can get all of us knocked off. Don't throw him under the bus, man, because all of us may be practicing this sick shit, but he's so sloppy with it, he going to get the whole ring exposed. So every now and then, they'll sacrifice one if you moving wrong with it.
I got you. I agree.
This world and what it seems.
Yeah.
Everything, what it seems.
Hold on. We got an order going. I can let anybody get the mic twice. I got to let people who haven't spoke speak. Be fair. Real talk, real. Welcome to the bill. You can unmute to have the floor.
Hey, appreciate that. That brings me to the panel. Definitely honored to be on. I have two questions. One's a statement. So yesterday when I saw the milk carton, first, you know, I've been watching you for a little minute. First thing that came to my mind was Black Cube Saturn. And when you started saying and talking about Saturnalia, I'm like, wow, it clicked. I'm like, man, I'm getting good at this. But, you know, I guess it just comes from learning, you know. And I'm like, wow. But when you took it to the whole Freemason level of the degrees in that picture, man, I wasn't even looking at it like that. But that, I mean, I guess it can, you can copy and paste it just about anywhere where it applies. So I thought that was really amazing. I guess my second question is the ultimate goal of a person rising in all those different degrees to be talking about the idea of the archons, is there a certain point, and again, I mean, I know you're not a Freemason, but is there a certain point you get to where, like you said, the more responsibility builds and builds and builds to the point that become eligible for possession and thus become an archon or the vehicle for an archon? Is that kind of how it works? Or do you think that's a possibility with the induction of magic and levels and degrees? This is my question.
You know what? I think the truth can get very strange and bizarre. I think there's technology available being you to swap consciousness, which they said it got available now. Said in 2021, making breakthroughs on the type of technology will allow you to upload your feelings into others and vice versa. Eventually, you'll be able to upload your consciousness into that person and them in your body, and y'all can be each other for a day.
Right.
So now if that kind of tech is possible, I do think these elite people would practice it among themselves first because they're ahead of us on everything technological. By the time we get it, the rich people and all them already have it. So those what they may be secretly practicing.
Yeah, no, you're right. And you mentioned that before, too. I think you said you were talking about one day Trump is one person's Trump, another day someone else is Trump, and one day someone's Kanye, another day someone else is Kanye. They literally body swap it. And it's amazing how that works. And I'm seeing all of these different things just going through your teachings, watching your shows, your panels, and your classes, and I'm seeing stuff everywhere. I'm watching movies, playing video games. I'm like, even kids shows, I can watch just about anything, and my mind automatically starts decoding. And, yeah, it just goes straight to the subconscious, so
mm-hmm.
that revelation of the method. So.
Salutes to that, man. That was what's up right there. Salutes to that. I appreciate everybody on the panel. I'm going to keep this going. Wacomico. On an unmute, welcome to the bill. Wacomico.
What's up, what you mean? How you feel?
All right. Thank you for asking. You can have the floor.
You killed it with this build. My only thing is this. I don't know how the credible source is also the uncredible source. So what I mean by that is I noticed that when Trump was running for office shortly after he got in, there was this whole Q thing, this QAnon, where we go one, we go all, this lot of child pedophilia stuff started coming up, all these Harvey Weinsteins and all these other people. It was a lot of that. That was, like, really, really heavy. I even saw a political commercial by Trump on how to spot a zombie. It was like Joe Biden was like sniffing kids, and I don't know if they show that everywhere. So what I noticed is that this is the same theme for a lot of these accessible celebrities. What I mean by accessible is you have Kwame Brown, he's accessible, a whole lot of child stuff running around.
I like that, accessible celebrities. I'm gonna use that.
But you got these guys who, you know, at one point in time you couldn't even, you could Twitter, you never know if they would respond to you or not. Oh, everybody's capping for COVID, so now you got all these accessible celebrities. So what it looks like to me is a child thing. Whenever I hear about the child thing, a child sacrifice or a family sacrifice or a blood sacrifice, it's hard to really pinpoint that really happened. I find that very hard to do because we're not in these people's lives. We have no idea. But the sign, the symbols, you are pointing out, they definitely are there. And my last thing is, I was going to ask you, did you catch...
It ain't that hard for me to believe.
Well, it still leaves us the non-credible source that somehow becomes a credible source.
It's actually credible that child sacrifice goes on. It's non-credible on who's exactly doing it. But to say it's not happening on the earth when all these children are coming up missing and shit like that, and we've got even cases of children being tortured and burnt alive and shit in Africa and all that, bro, like, come on, man. It's levels to awakening. Like, that's why people say the truth is strange.
Yeah, I wasn't saying that it doesn't happen. I was just saying that, again, we're getting this info from the non-credible source.
Who would that be?
Any version of entertainment at all at this point.
No, bro, that's coming from common sense. There's some sick people out there torturing kids. The fact that they can, when they have an abortion, they suck the baby out the fetal bag with a vacuum from an age where it's able to feel, smell, it has a consciousness and all that. It can feel itself being sucked from head first, bones being crushed head first. When they hit the own button, the baby go crazy. It's too late, you're being sucked. It's the kind of way these people think about. We already got diaries of Dracula, Vlad the Impaler. He didn't stop at adults. He did it to children, too. In the medieval times, how children were sacrificed to the god Saturn, and they was baked alive.
Okay. Being that you put it that way, I mean, the abortion made it clear. There you have it. My last thing was... did you catch the Haiti ritual? Did you catch that?
Oh, I didn't catch it. Lighten us on that, my brother.
Okay, so you got Jovenel Moïse. He's assassinated. You don't really get a lot from him, but you get a lot from his wife, Martine Mary Joseph Moïse. I noticed that Martine, she has the Mary Joseph in her name. That kind of has a lot of play on Jesus. Shortly after, even the way they described it, it was Jovenel Moïse. He gets shot 3 times in the head. He gets shot 4 times in the body. There was 12 people that ran in and did it. Look at the injuries on Martine. his wife. She gets injured in her hand. She gets stabbed in her side. I think she said that she, it's on Wikipedia as well, she gets taken from Haiti to Florida for hospital care, but she gets taken at 3:30 p.m. That 33 sticking right out there. There was rumors of her death, so she decided to take pictures or selfies and send them to people. And then after that, she goes back to Haiti and tells the Haitian people, let's not let Moïse's sacrifice go to waste. Shortly after that, you have the earthquake. I believe all of that was kind of a Jesus ritual. You definitely see the 12 with the disciples running in there. You definitely see the injuries to the hand and to the side. That's also, I think that did happen to Jesus, allegedly. Then shortly after that, you have the earthquake. I think after Jesus died, there was some type of earthquake. So I kind of picked that up when just going through the Wikipedia profile of Vanell Moïse.
Well. All right. But that's it, man. Thank you for having me, man. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for that, man. Salutes to all of y'all. Let me go to Thug. Crazy name, but what's good, Thug? Thug. Oh. Go ahead, man. Dr. Flo, welcome to the bill.
What's good, bro, Sanchez?
Good, my brother. Thanks for joining.
Yeah, you know, Thug stands for True Hero on the Guard.
Oh, shit.
So it ain't just like, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I was named Thug when I was 13 years old. You know, I guess that was just my swagger, but you know how that go. But, you know, I had to change things as it go. On the bill, though, yeah, this polite stuff to me, you know, just another, at the same time, it just ain't right. I mean, like, come on, man. Certain things, you got to uplift the community. You talking about uplifting the community, you need to really, like, uplift the community. And that's the last thing you need to be doing right now. You see, you must put yourself in that situation. Because like you, Brother Sanchez, I know you're a popular man. And, like, you won't put yourself in that situation if you ask me. So if you're right or wrong, at the end of the day, you know, come on, man. You know how the public going to feel the way. But that's all I got for right now. I'm just listening.
All right. Hey, salutes, man. Appreciate you for coming through. Let me say salutes to everybody who hit up the Cash App. Salutes to my brother, Norfolk. On the panel, I'm about to go to you right now, my brother. Salutes to you, Key Norfolk, Citizen Man, up to Troy Campbell, Crystal, Sungus Smith. Yes, Citizen Man, what's good, my brother? How you been? You, Sungus Smith, my sister. Salutes to y'all. Appreciate that. Cardo, thank you, my brother. Tay Kelly, thank you so much. Eric, thank you for the donation. Tori Charlton, how you doing, my brother? Appreciate all of y'all. Thank you for the cash outs.
Sure.
Man, salutes to Michelle Wright, Quintez Burks, Joshua Kellerton, and Sherika Staten as well. PayPal donation. He passed the mic over to my brother, Keith Norfolk. Thank you for coming, my brother.
Peace and salute, Bo Sanchez. How you doing tonight, brother? Yeah.
My bad. I unmuted myself. Oh, yeah, I'm doing good. Thank you, my brother. Salutes to you, man.
You're welcome. Salute, man. Salute to everybody on the panel. Sanchez, this is a good show, man. You hit on topic, but the thing I want to hit on is, I mean, while polite and when all this talking, I gotta understand this is a child. So if you don't know how to communicate with children, first of all, you shouldn't be around children, man, woman, or whoever. Second of all, never said that, you know, at some point I want to, he should want to face the child and say, the girl, at what point, even, I know we got all this extra evidence, but even if that's not true, he should want to ask her at what point that made him, her feel a certain way. He can never do it again. So I don't care what he's saying, bro. You know, great show. I'm going to fall back.
What point he made her feel some way? Listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, it's 6 semen stains. At that, with that kind of damning evidence, it ain't about what she feeling. It's about that evidence.
Right. It's
supposed to be that. And so what happened is he submitted DNA. When the DNA come back his, issued a warrant. Place bail. Now he got to go and argue against how the DNA matches and how did it get there. And if he can't come with a good argument, don't look good. Now, if he end up like York, one of those ones they got to get rid of because you're sloppy, man. But been
man.
Rumoring it, you know. And if he
man.
Do make it out, then, hey, yeah. Like I said, initiation, humiliation ritual.
That'll prove it there. That'll prove, man, that truly is his guy, you know. You know, like I was saying, man, you know, even if all this was made up, he should have made a better you know, appearance to the fact that he didn't have nothing to do with it. He's not saying that. All he's saying is quit hating on me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Let me mess with these kids, man. Quit hating on me, man. You know what I'm saying?
Back, though. That's all he's saying. Honey talk.
Most
smacking in y'all here.
Question there, brother, is money talks. Money is just a figment of our imagination. Money is a ritual currency within itself, right? Because
I'm talking about, like, was only talking about money was why I said that.
All right. Now, I'm concurring with your point, brother. Money is the root of all. Not the root of all evil. It's not the root of all good. Everybody needs money. But the thing is what we're able to manifest. The thing is he said that he's able to manifest how much? How short of a time span?
I'm not sure what. Okay, go ahead.
It was in the earlier video that you produced earlier. He was able to manifest so much his riches. So sort of a little time. I think it transcends all of the organizations that we mentioned earlier. I think that the power to transcend this much, I think he's dealing with powers that don't have to do with the ancestors, dear brother. Because, see, not all of our ancestors were good.
That would be the powers that we're speaking about, these cabals,
yeah.
Satanic cabals.
Remember, Satan is at the mercy of God. Remember that Satan had to abide.
God is at the mercy of Satan, too.
Exactly. And what are they both at the mercy of? Divine law.
Hey, Brother Sanchez, I didn't want to cut them off, but they seem like they're working partnership to me, God and Satan.
Yes, that was my point. Uh-huh. You're right.
Well, the book of Job had to submit to everything, every trial that God presented him with, correct?
The point
is, Job is your job. That's the work.
Yes.
The work, right. Job being job in the work. The only thing that Satan was not allowed to touch, Job. So now the thing is, the work job that we say that these cabals are participating in, work is pristine. Because there, why you have people that they say grade for integrity. The organization. See, turning these sororities, you know, from all in the same basket, they're all following a particular code. The same code that we say that all black people are to follow. So now, if all black people are to follow this code, what is
that's an illusion.
Well, remember, we have five senses. We have to make sense of this, right? So we're going to make sense of those that make sense.
Okay, you're losing me, man.
I'm losing you. No, this lit. Because it's lit. If we're going to make sense of those that make sense, right, they make sense of their actions, otherwise they would not perform the actions, correct?
You go on with this, my brother.
We'll bring you all the way back around.
Oh, don't do it.
Polite.
Yeah.
He ain't one. He ain't real. I'm going to tell you who the real is. Who's that promise to uphold the integrity of their people?
Those are the real Freemasons, huh?
Right.
Fake Freemasons are the ones that's on against the people, right?
No. You understand something. Two different types, right? And those that free themselves from the energy, those that embrace it.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Brother Polite freed himself the magnetism of the mother. Ain't real. All
right, I got you, my brother. Appreciate that. Hold on a second, though. ATLE, Jake Telly, what's good, Jake Telly?
Good, what's good? What's up with y'all?
What's good? You got the flow, my brother. Talk to him.
And I'm just kind of chilling, listening to y'all, Bill. All
right. No problem, then. I can go to somebody else. Okay, salutes to you, man. Mr. C, did I go to you, Mr. C?
Nah, I ain't saying that yet. It's falling off the red back. I talked to you earlier.
Okay, yeah, talk
to you. One thing that came to mind to me, what I heard earlier, is when they were talking about Dr. York, they were saying that he took a lot of his dick to the business world. And I was watching a documentary a long time ago, and it's been on a lot of stuff. They only talk about room number 33, but they say you got to be on a certain level to go in there. And I always went like, well, damn. Man, you going up? Do you go to another dimension or what? But I mean, seeing what Dr. York did, and they say a lot of that stuff took place, did some world power, or at least in Orlando. I'm saying, kind of make you wonder. But I mean, the show overall, it's been pretty good. I mean, I kind of get what the other brother trying to say too. You know. I guess, but you know, you made sense as well, saying, you know, the opposite all together, they spoil. But I mean, you know, yeah, that's mostly opinion, but I mean, I'm basically just keep that, you know what I'm saying, letting y'all build, and you know, if I hear something to catch or
something,
you know, I want to build on too, you know,
no
because I'll do y'all thing.
No doubt. Thank you. Hard to explain. You finally made it on. Welcome to the bill. Go ahead and take the floor.
Okay, Elton, what's up, man? It's been a minute since I chopped it up with you on here. This particular subject, the times that I came on here, we had talked about, like, masonry and shit, and everything's connecting with the topic you're talking about. Now, last time I was telling you about this guy, I know he's Mason. I was going to say, like, this shit happening with Polite is making me think that they don't only do it with celebrities, they do it the hood, too. because this shit kind of lined up with the stuff that I was telling you about. Because I remember, about the guy I know. I met him had been to prison, assault and shit. All right, so he had been without a job for a long time. And I knew him for 6 years before he had a job. But that whole 6 years, he had two cars and a house. He wasn't working at all. And so one day decided he wanted to start a record label. To go back to one time I was on your show, and we were talking about, like, Masons and in the, you know, getting in the music industry. And I was like, damn, okay, that go together. And then another time I got on your show, you was talking about how the Masons infiltrate through the gang. They be the OGs and shit. Like, okay, this nigga fucking around because, you know, was the OG of a gang. Okay? Still not working. I got money from some goddamn where. He get the same goddamn charge Polite did. Got off of it.
Oh,
he got off that charge. Ended up getting a good ass job. Moved to the suburbs.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, making more money than he ever had. And I was also telling you, like, the hood that I met him at, that when he picked me up, the Mason symbol, I don't want to put the name of the hood out there, but it's the Mason symbol. If you look at it on the map, the Mason symbol. Then, but fuck me up, I had hit him up about being a Mason after all of that. And he told me, he was like, man, you know what? Don't do it. Wish I wouldn't. And, you know, he
bro,
was like,
that is fucking crazy. He told you that?
Yeah, he said, because I told him, I like, man, he was like, man, the stuff that you be learning and talking to me about, he said, man, they just stealing all of that type, you know, and, you know, just whitewashing it and giving it right back to us. And, man, all this stuff that you be talking about in the show, he's like, man, it's the same shit. And he was just like, oh, but other than that, man, don't even worry about being a Mason. I hate I became one.
I've been on so long.
That is because
yeah.
See, all the shit that he got to do and the people controlling him. You know, even though if he may have much, he don't have freedom. Human right to reject a person as they is and tell them until you become X, Y, and Z, I won't accept your motherfucking ass. If someone is a damn hater, an agent of chaos, I don't just have to accept them. In fact, I tell them, fuck you. Not only do I don't accept you, I reject you with every bone in my body, you hate motherfucker.
So,
and I won't accept you until you get it right. What part of the game you from where say I gotta accept somebody as they are, and no one accepted Jeffrey Dahmer as he was, no one accept the rapist as he are when he get in jail, they kill him.
The thing is, dear brother, is the only thing that we can charge our people with is what brought to the light, right?
That's wrong. I could, man, let me tell you something, bro. I'm answering you. You asked a question. I don't think you like your questions answered. I don't have to charge nobody with just what's brought to the light. I can charge a motherfucker for what I suspect is in the dark. So if it's never brought to the light, I can say, look, I don't want that man around my children because I don't like the way he let that girl sit in his lap. It didn't look comfortable for me. Now, I may never have proof of that brought to the light that he's doing that with children, but by that action, I suspect some in the dark, and I can reject him off that. Bro, you're not using your field for rights as a human. You're selling yourself short. You better learn to use rejection and acceptance. Who told you you had to go through life accepting everything? Dangerous.
Ooh, powerful. I love that video there, brother. Now, let's build off that. So if you have to accept, so most of these people that listen to your word, brother, are worthy.
All right, now that's an insult to people you don't even know, man. Where you going with this?
They're not, because if people are willing to lean on your word and not do the due diligence, right, do the research for themselves, selling themselves short. Huh.
Hey, man, I don't really know his point for real.
Because have you done your diligence on his research?
Well, the thing is
have you done due diligence on my research, brother?
I have.
Right, so tell me, one of my teachers, break some down to me.
Now, if people were listening, I never said brother was wrong. Never said it. I never accused brother of being wrong. And if I've accused you of being wrong, my apologies. What I will say is this, dear brother, I told you you were doing great work. So if people were listening, instead of attacking what y'all people are so great at doing, people truly listen or understand that I appreciate your work. Now, let's talk about something. He asked me one really important question. So I am part of something. Now, based on what I know, assume I was.
And assume I asked you.
Right.
It's not assuming.
But the thing is I have those that have taken certain things to heart. I have those people as a part of me.
Right. What are you saying? You have certain people who joined the booty club, right?
Mm-hmm. For experience.
Look, do you got certain people you know that joined the cabal, man?
That's the facts, man.
The kabooty.
See, the thing is say it's fact. But unless you have really taken steps, you have no
brother. Idea. Trying to know if you know somebody. You said you got brothers who on that shit, right? Ain't that what you said?
And what I said, that I said I have people that I love, family, friends, anybody.
It's the same thing, bro.
crazy, man. This shit you did. Yeah, man. The butt posse.
The crazy thing about it, dear brother, is we can say, we can assign these different titles, we can assign these different phrases to these organizations. Unless you have truly seen with your own eyes.
I don't got to see that, brother. All I got to see is what they promoting, bro. Listen, people like Lil Nas X, these are people that's part of the cabal, brother.
You know, he ain't part of... Listen,
right, I don't know why you up here with a cape on for Freemasonry. I don't get it.
Not. The thing is...
Yeah, you got one on, bro.
That's what it sound like to me.
Well, I see that motherfucker, bro.
That
bitch blowing in the wind. I know you win, because I see it, bro. You win. That bitch is stars and everything. And he's standing up with the sun behind his back like this.
What's in front of me?
Because, like, we can look at
that. And you know what's playing in the background while a little tumbleweed blow?
And we can look at the American presidency and see what the Freemasons have been a part of. That's a fact. So we don't have to look that hard.
I have to ask y'all a question. Do you want Masons in your family?
Yes.
Do you have a cousin that's the sheriff of the police department? Okay. Do you love those people that are in your inner circle?
You know what's crazy? We all got Freemasons in our family, but the difference between, and you as Will say, fuck Freemasonry. You'll have crackheads in your family, and you won't say crack, man. Crack is whack. This addiction shit is fucked. Like, you won't go in on it because it's in your family. That's why you said, you got to accept people as they are. And if you do that, they won't get no better, brother.
So I said accept people. You trying to build a movement. Are building a great movement, I might say, good brother. Now, this is the thing. Now, upon building your movement, do you think that all of your followers are upright and righteous?
Bro, it don't matter, bro. I don't have a bro. Listen, brother, that you accuse his brother of.
I don't know his background. All I know is what I've heard, what I've been told, and that's all we all know. And for this brother to come out so boldly to deny these allegations,
deny what allegations?
He denied it. Right?
Who is he?
Bullet.
Ain't denied shit. That's what the whole video been about, that he won't deny it. Talking about his money and everything else. You apparently ain't been paying attention. He will not deny the shit.
First of all, I have been paying attention there, brother. Now, like I said earlier, I keep on saying, I appreciate your work because it's not my...
Stop saying that, brother. Stop. I'm still going to correct you and give you this smoke. Appreciate my work, too. Go ahead, man.
The smoke, we the fire. Now, if you understand Shadrach, how many other two? Me, Shaq, and what? Okay. So if you understand this.
I love to bring up that Shadrach shit. You know how many times I hear that Meshack, Shack, Rack, and Rack shit? That, you know, and they think that shit be fun. Go ahead, tell them about the Shack Rack.
Yeah, that shit.
I hear those with a lot. Go ahead.
Well, are you talking about the four trials? Well, I saw somebody in the comment section mention the four trials of ISIS. Person knows who they were.
Now, you saw.
Shack rack them, and he won't see. It's easy to mention them,
you don't you know the story now. You supposed to be going in the human origins, bro. Come on now. Shadrach and the Billy Goat. Come on, man. You supposed to be with the four. That's supposed to be the four races, man. You supposed to be splitting it up to the four primary races. You supposed to be telling us how the rest of the 12 came. That's why I said that to you from jump. I don't know if you've been drinking too much,
hey,
bro, but you ain't.
Anybody think he going to win a debate with Shadrach, man? Already know you pseudo.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, first of all, the thing is, everything is pseudo. Speculative unless you've been operative in that thing. Period.
What you talking about, man?
Everything is speculative. So you know firsthand.
No, I don't gotta know firsthand. Oh, no, look, brother. For a group of people, brother, if a group of people believe that a man walked on water, I don't got to see firsthand if he walked on water. I can know that they dumb, bro. No firsthand experience of Christ or Peter to know if a nigga ain't never walked on no water and it's bullshit. That's the firsthand experience.
Hey, look.
I know it's bullshit because I haven't had a firsthand experience. Why I know that nigga didn't have a first-hand experience walking on water. He never saw a man had that experience. So it's like said, till you walk on water, you can't laugh at it. No, the fact that I never walked on water, I'm going to laugh at the man who said he did. How about that?
Let's get it clear, dear brother. I'm not defending Brother Polite. Let's get that.
How do we get the Polite? We on Meshach and Shadrach and the Billy Goat.
All Masons, boy.
You ain't doing a good job because I don't know how Meshach gonna help. Shadrach and him gonna help. Go ahead.
I'm not trying to defend Brother Polite, but let's understand one thing. I'm not defending masonry either. One thing that I want my brothers to understand.
You ain't defending at all. You just call it NT. You know what that NT is?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, neck talk.
Go ahead.
He said, yes, sir.
Yeah. Go ahead. Oh, this is the thing. As they say, to stay down. The only way you can come up, right?
Stay down. That's the only way you can come up. I told y'all it's that neck talk. Go ahead.
All right.
It's the crate challenge talk, bro. You got to fall. You got to keep falling to come up, huh?
Now,
see, let me show you what you're dealing with. You got to keep falling to get to the top, right?
Hold on. Let's talk about it. You talk about Donnie McClurkin.
Oh, this brother all over the place. Bro, you are all over the place.
This
bro.
Is what I call fish fry talk at his finest.
We all doing.
Y'all know this how your drunk uncle talk at the fish
man,
fry.
Man, who sent you, man?
You can't
fish fry talk.
Which lodge do I come from, dear brother?
Oh, no. They got the
They got
the ham hock drinks, but them motherfuckers, they cheap.
You know what?
Y'all walk in there talking flat ham.
You know this is that fresh. This is that fish fry
talk.
I want free drinks,
nigga. What's spicy? Bro, stop. Let you talk.
Bro, stop. As they say, I'm not your brother, right? Because I don't share the same passion as
that's
you.
That's what we've been telling you the whole time. You kept trying to say you was. Nigga, I told you this flat power, nigga.
You say that I'm part of a brotherhood, but you say I'm not your brother.
You told me that. I was trying to tell you. I ain't say no word. You just said it because you know what the fuck I've been talking about the whole time when I told you this flat power, bro.
Brother, flat power.
Power is the lifestyle, bro. Always going to the flat earth, bro. You don't even understand.
Hey, I was just having fun with the brother, though, man. It was entertaining.
So,
yeah, I do got to get up out of here, man. Real talk, man. It's been good, man.
Much love to the movement. Much love to all my brothers, regardless of whether we agree or disagree. Much love to my family. My brothers that disagree with my point of view, till you walk the mile in my shoes, never understand. I love all of my brothers, but believe that I am not a part of anything. Love many people that are. The one thing I want all my family to understand is there's levels to this shit. There's levels. And brothers, by your retort to me, understand that you understand how.
Brother. Okay, brother. We got to get out of here, man. Look, it's
that quick challenge, man.
I got to get this brother back, man. So listen to everybody on the counter, man. I appreciate all y'all. I'm going to let y'all brothers get on up out of here, man. Go ahead, y'all can golf while I close it down. I got to get out of here.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Much love, much respect to everybody. Have a good night. From the
peace and love, everybody. OGCO, Bro Sanchez, Citizen Man, peace and love. Definitely
peace and love.
Just
want
to y'all.
To everybody that's with me right now, in the chat room, brother Funny, that's that fish fry talk, man. So them niggas, every time they talk, they gotta do their hands like this, you know. They just walk up around the young brothers. They like to touch you on your chest when they talk, like, and I'm talking to you, young brother. They hit your chest and shit. They leave a hand on your chest for a minute, like. What you got to realize is that every time they say something, they tap your chest. See, young blood, you got to get you in order. They just be all over the place when they get drunk, man. You'll be like, so what you mean, Uncle? How am I get myself in order? It's about Al Sharpton, see. Al Sharpton came up out of Harlem, you know. You'd be like, you know. He'd be like, Uncle, yeah, so how I'm going to get through this seat about Swindles and Die Hard? Be all over the motherfucking place. Uncle, how we going to make it happen? You know, see, what you got to do is get into politics. If enough of you get together, you can put some people in office. Think about Denzel Washington, you know, because the way he did it and, like, you know, like, oh, wait a minute. He put shit over here, over there, like it'd be like, hold on, how you get to this from now? That fish fry talk. Shit ain't got to make sense, because if you stand there and listen to a bunch of drunk old niggas talk at a fish fry, you would be like, you know what? Oh, they know each other ain't making sense. They ain't trying to make sense. It's just fry talk. Like, it's just, it ain't got to make sense. It's just, you know, show you right. You know, shooting the dive kind of talk, like, you know, look like you making points and shit, but you ain't, you know. Old niggas, you know, they like to sound smart. Let me tell y'all young men something. All of you came together and got a building and put a book in it and have your library. But you don't think, young blood. You don't think, young blood. You can be like, that nigga think he dropped the jewel on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, old head think he just dropped the jewel. You know what I'm saying?
Good evening.
All right, you guys, that is the end of that. I hope you guys enjoyed that. A lot to decode, a lot of stuff, you know, they use polite as a subjective. But it's a lot of this going on out here. So just dropping that, you know, decode how you will. You know what I mean? So, yeah, guys, I am going to drop the link. Again, his YouTube channel is Bro Sanchez, so that's B-R-O, and then Sanchez. And you guys will see, you know, all his commentary and stuff like that. But, you know, I would say I appreciate the dialogue. The brother is new to me, you know what I mean? But I seem to gravitate, you know, to certain people, you know what I mean, when the information is divine. And I just love his approach, how, you know, he really don't give a fuck. And I love the dialogue, you know what I'm saying, because, of course, people that may be guilty, you know, will want to call in and debate and, you know what I'm saying, pretty much kind of hanging themselves. So I kind of like to not be in the debates, but to, you know, kind of watch them from afar. But please join us this weekend, guys. Amazing, wonderful broadcast I got for you planned. What is that, the Grand Canyon, Marble Canyon? You know, 277 miles wide. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty wide, you guys. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that. And Sunday's broadcast is going to be There's a Time to Heal and There's a Time to Destroy. So join me this weekend for both broadcasts. That's going to be 11 a.m. Eastern and 10 Central, guys. I appreciate you guys so much. And till then, till next time, peace.
Hey. Look. Why we living life like we gotta do what they want us to? I'ma take a step, I'ma move how I really wanna move. Time to stand together, get the knowledge, go and act a fool with it, ay. Never sleeping, eyes open, I'ma see a revolution one day, ay. Someday, like a downtown street, we gon' move one way. Dreaming about my own land with a little farm, sipping OJ. So I gotta make a change, life never been the same. Unk always on the chain, trying to make it through the pain. I see my people, what a shame, zombie walking, talking. That MK Ultra got your brain, they soul missing David Blaine. I hope you stay far away from the people who don't wanna see you win. Lower self stuck in the matrix, trying to make everything make sense. Tell a man when you gotta pay rent, ain't life supposed to be free? But that's how I see it. Fist up and take a knee. Your ancestors in reach, waiting for a call out. And the system trying to log out, no more worry about trying to ball out. You never win if it's all doubt. Just gotta see the bigger picture. The rich only getting richer. Wake them up, that's a mission. Government propaganda. Got the people throwing tantrums while they big timing in the mansion. But I'm just trying to understand it. Cobra sitting on my forehead while I'm meditating through the chakras. Kundalini got me popping. Antennas got them locked. Do you hear this knowledge that I'm dropping? You either red or the blue pill, switching paradigms to a new realm. Every day is just a new film, for real. Cause I guess I'm talking to myself. Guess I'm talking to myself, cause they don't hear me though. Swear I'm talking to myself. Swear I'm talking to myself, cause they don't hear me though. I guess I'm talking to myself. I guess I'm talking to myself, cause they don't hear me though. Guess I'm talking to myself. I swear I'm talking to myself, but do you hear me? Got GMOs all in the food. Have you heard about it? Yeah. Chemtrails all in the air. Now I see why your brain cloudy. Got the media all in your face. All they trying to do is think for you. See the system you're seeing plays, but I think it's time for us to destroy it. A lot of slave mentality. See a lot of black casualties, but I don't fear nothing. I'm fighting for the ones who coming up after me. I'm a extraterrestrial, just going in my galaxy. I'm running my mind, my thoughts create reality. Call that dimension jumping. I'm chilling for the night, might get into something. But I don't mess with clubs, and I ain't into stunts. Spending money on Jordans while these people struggling. Now that don't make sense. Head knock when the bass hit. I'm never sleeping for a day shift. Work until you turn 70, then you pass out. First in and the last out. Now I ain't never taking that route. The life in you looking tapped out. Looking tapped out. Trying to get back to nature. Look at the sun when I'm gazing. Everything is so amazing. Ay, never waiting for a saving. Always stay hydrated, keep them real high vibrations. I swear this got my mind racing. And I ain't living life basic. Self-love over everything. You ain't know, now you do. Lace you up with this knowledge like I'm tying up my shoes. And I only stand on the truth. I'm just only trying to keep it real. Yeah, you say that you're listening, but I still think you don't hear me, man. For real. I guess I'm talking to myself.
I guess I'm talking to myself.
Guess I'm talking to myself, cause they don't hear me though. Swear I'm talking to myself.
Swear I'm talking to myself,
cause they don't hear me though. I guess I'm talking to myself. I guess I'm talking to myself, cause they don't hear me though. Guess I'm talking to myself. Swear I'm talking to myself, but do you hear me? I am, in God mode, yeah, I really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up. I am, I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
in God mode, yeah, I really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up. I am, I am,
I am,
yeah, God. Now you know what's up. I am manifesting. Use the mind as a weapon. Had a couple ego deaths. I know it happened for the best. I swear these niggas playing checkers. They don't know this is a game of chess. Stay woke, no rest. We in deep water, no breath. We can go into some land. Growing food, that's the plan. No more working for the man. The system really ain't your friend. So we finna break it down. Yeah, we really is. I swear nowadays grown folks acting like kids. God living all within. I'ma lace them up, don't trip. Amethyst on the wrist. Came back like Chris. Sorry, meant to say Christ. I swear this life like dice. You mess it up, you do it twice. So I'm finna get it right. Cause I am in God mode, yeah, I really know what's up. I am high vibrating, everything going up. I am,
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 I am.
In God mode, yeah, I really know what's up. I am high vibrating, everything going up. I am,
I am,
I am,
I am.
God, love,
you know, now you know what's up.
I am everything in existence, they know what's up.
I am
dark matter, this universe got me up. If you don't get control of your mind, they gon' lock it up.
Gotta empty the water, then refill the cup. If y'all don't understand what I'm saying, it wasn't for you. So go small, all I ask is that you keep it loyal. I am on it, I be on it, I'm killing opponents. I am speaking the truth, I'm just hoping they notice. It's real shit, channel it real quick. Talking to ancestors, they coming through real thick. Hitting weights with this knowledge, my mind getting real fit. Step into your higher self, your reality gotta flip. That's real, I am. And God mode, y'all really know what's up. I am. High vibrating, everything going up. I am. I am. I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am. And God mode, y'all really know what's up. I am. High vibrating, everything going up. I am. I am. I am.
I am.
God, you ain't know, now you know what's up.